My name is John Erling. Today's date is June 14th, 2023. So, Becky, would you state your full name, please?
Rebecca Elizabeth Lynn Dixon.
I might say that we're recording these interview in the studios of voicesofoklahoma.com. Your birth date?
4/14/51.
Making your present age?
72 years old.
Where were you born?
I was born in Coffeyville, Kansas, which is right across the border from Oklahoma, because I was raised my entire childhood in Oklahoma. But Coffeyville was the closest town with a hospital.
Where in Oklahoma were you raised?
Nowata County, so South Coffeyville, Oklahoma. We were just 10 miles, our ranch was 10 miles from the Kansas border. And I was raised on a ranch in northeastern Oklahoma, a large family ranch. It's now been in the family for over 100 years. I went to school, in grade school, in Coffeyville, Kansas, because that was the closest Catholic school, and that was where we went to Mass. And then I later changed to Lenapa High School, which was in Oklahoma. So I sort of had two states growing up, because many of the things that we did as a family, and it was a bigger town, was Coffeyville, Kansas. But our address was Oklahoma.
So growing up on a ranch, you did ranch work, I suppose? They put you to work?
Oh, yes. I was the oldest of five children. We had many hired hands that worked for us because it was a large ranch. But also, my dad made sure that every morning we were out the door, usually helping him with ranch work, as opposed to helping my mom, who had to feed all of these ranch hands and children. But most of the time, I was outdoors helping my dad.
Did you take to horses and riding horses? And all
oh,
that?
Yes. Because there was ranch work to be done every single day. You know, cattle didn't know when Saturday or Sunday came along, so there were no days off. But yes, I grew up, I don't know if you've ever watched Ree Drummond's Pioneer Woman cooking show, and you see her children out helping their dad every day with ranch work, but that was much like my life.
Do you think that you, as you grew up, you drew from some of that experience living on a ranch?
I think hard work definitely came from my roots on the ranch. I mean, we worked hard every day. My dad, I don't recall him, especially when he was younger, ever sitting down except to eat one of his meals. He was a very hard worker, and on the ranch, we worked hard every day. You know, I can remember galloping through the pasture at 5 a.m. and watching the sun come up. Because during the summer especially, we liked to do the ranch work early because it would get so hot. And then many times, you know, we watched the sun go down as we put our horses up that evening.
When they saw you on Wide World of Sports, they had no idea you were a rancher's daughter.
They didn't know I was a cowgirl.
Cowgirl, right. Your mother's name?
Betty Ruth Lowry was her maiden name.
So where did she come from and grow up?
She spent her entire life on the ranch. The ranch was in her was her family's ranch. There were four brothers who came with their father from Tennessee and established the ranch in Oklahoma. And out of those four brothers, there were only two children born, my mom and her sister. So they inherited the majority of the ranch. And when my mom married my dad, he was the 19-year-old farm boy from Kansas. He grew up in Kansas, but he had to learn ranch work very quickly.
Your mother's personality, what was she like?
She was a saint.
Well,
she was a saint, and that was her personality. She was not a critical person. You know, she had five children, but she raised us by her example, and she was just a wonderful person. She also was a very hard worker. She was entirely responsible for feeding everyone on the ranch, and she never knew how many people were going to show up for breakfast, lunch, or dinner on the ranch. She was a wonderful seamstress. She sewed many of our clothes and curtains on the ranch, bedspreads. I mean, she could make anything. She was the Martha Stewart of ranching in northeastern Oklahoma.
Did you pick up on any of those skills?
Definitely not the sewing. And no, I didn't really. I think I'm a pretty good cook today, but I learned it more after I left the ranch.
Yeah.
I didn't learn it from my mother. I like I said, I was too busy out on the ranch helping my dad.
And your dad's name?
Harry Charles Lynn.
And then he grew up in Kansas?
He grew up not too far from Coffeyville, Kansas, on a small farm near Liberty, Kansas. And he went to high school in Coffeyville, Kansas. Coffeyville was the larger town of those small Kansas and Oklahoma towns at that time.
How would you describe his personality?
He was a very hard worker, strict disciplinarian in that, you know, he wanted each of us to do the right thing, and he made sure that we knew what he thought was the right thing. I learned so many things from him. He was a character. He had many ranch hands come and go on the ranch over the years, and they all said to the person, it was the hardest job they ever had, but it was also the best job they ever had.
They learned a lot, didn't they?
They learned a lot. And he made sure everyone who was around him learned a lot. And he had plenty to say and plenty to teach. And to this day, I can still open a gate with the best of them.
And that takes a skill?
Well, if you do it by his book, it takes a certain skill. He had a specific way he wanted everything done. And that was how he wanted definitely his children to do it.
Well, he probably impacted many, many lives beyond his imagination.
Oh, he did. My parents were killed together in a car accident in 2005. And over 900 people came to their funeral. We had the funeral together at our Catholic church in Coffeyville. And many of those who came were his former ranch hands. And that's how I knew how they all, years later, felt about him.
About the accident? How did that happen?
My parents were coming home from Coffeyville to the ranch. It's about a 10-mile drive. Somebody was driving 90 miles an hour on a country road and hit them. And they were both killed instantly. It was 2005.
What a shock.
I really don't have the words to describe how shocking it was and the grief that followed for our family, because, you know, it was like a candle being snuffed out, and all of a sudden they were just both gone.
Wow. Who stepped up on the ranch then to take over?
My oldest brother. I'm the oldest, and then I have my next brother is Charlie, and he runs the ranch. He's worked on the ranch every day of his life, except when he went to college at Oklahoma State, but we still, you know, love to go to the ranch. It's like my husband says it's like my drug when I go there, because it always makes me feel wonderful. And I'm filled with so many memories. I went there a couple of weeks ago, and there's no place more beautiful.
Yeah. It's great that it's still in the family. And do you look at the future? Are your brother, did they have children? Are there youngsters that'll probably continue on?
We don't really know. My brother has two daughters. I don't think either one of them are interested. We don't really have a next generation that's really interested in ranching. I'm hoping some will develop along the way, but right now I'm not sure what the future of the ranch holds, but I know it will always have the most special place in my heart.
Well, you and your brother still have a lot of living to do, so
well,
you can enjoy
all
that.
Yes, and he's like I said, he still works there every day.